WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Rags of Honor is an organization that provides support services to military veterans. You've heard Steve Cochran talk about it a lot on his show. And joining us on loan from the Cochran Show is Mark Doyle from Rags of Honor. I got to give Cochran the plug there. I sent him a text the other day and I said, listen, we're going to have Mark on the show because he needs to plug this thing that's going on around the 4th of July. He's like, anything to help Rags of Honor, that entire organization. And you know, he's been your strongest supporter.
Oh, it's because of him that we call this the Rags of Honor Network.
It's true.
That he does, yeah, it's amazing. But you all, up at all of you, I mean, starting with Steve and, of course, Todd Manley, and even Ro and Anna and you have been so supportive of everything that we do. So we're so thankful.
Mark, I met you about 3 years ago when Steve was doing a live show at Navy Pier, and I was blown away by your stats and your story. And you talked about Rags of Honor, and I said, you know what? You're doing God's work helping these vets out there. You gave us a stat that I'll never forget, and nor should anyone listening right now. 20% of homeless Americans are veterans. How does this happen?
That's the question for the ages, and it isn't for lack of trying by multitudes of administrations on the state and federal level, but you have now 18 years and two wars, a broken army, a VA system that is tacked to the brink, and an all-volunteer army, and you have the perfect storm of consequences that happen when young men, especially mostly young men, although there are homeless women, leave high school, go into the military, serve 4, 6, 7 years. They don't make too much money in the military. They might not have any saved. They come out, if they lose their job, like many Americans, 1 month, 2 months, you have no more savings. There's no more safety net.
Right.
And they become homeless. And it's just a scourge that I saw, as many of your listeners will know, when I got back from Afghanistan. And we decided in our own way to try and make a difference. So we started Rags of Honor, went into a homeless shelter, hired our first 4. We have since hired over 82. I think we're at 84 homeless veterans since we opened our doors. And the mission is just to be the largest employer of homeless veterans in the country.
That is awesome. We had the governor on earlier, and he talked about he's giving allotting $200 million for that veterans facility in Quincy and $20 million here in Chicago, which is long overdue.
It is long overdue, and kudos to him, especially for what's going on in Quincy, Rauner. We don't know where to go back and relitigate that, but they should have bulldozed the building when the first veteran died and been done with it. So
right.
Hats off to him. Hats off to him for putting $20 million into the city. I will tell you who I will always give great credit to is Mayor Emanuel. Because when he took over, it was in a time when the city was really broke, and he found about $20 to $25 million in his budget to find housing for veterans. Because when I started Rags of Honor, there were over 2,000 homeless veterans just in Chicago. And today, knock on wood, still too many.
Yeah.
Here the numbers are under 600. So we're going in the right direction.
We're talking with Mark Doyle from Rags of Honor now. Tell everybody what's going on the 4th of July on the National Mall.
A good friend of mine called and we're trying to be, as many of your listeners will know, I work for President Clinton and I work for Vice President Biden. And so I say that to let you know that what we're about to do is to honor a man who was a Republican and to honor his family. And a good friend of mine said, I love what you all are doing there. We want to give a T-shirt away on the mall on the 4th of July. That could you design a T-shirt with the USS John McCain, the battleship, and just have it say the USS John McCain? So of course we can. What's it for? We just want to give it away on the mall on the 4th of July. And we said, of course, as we designed it, it's now up on our site, and it is trending. And CBS and ABC have already done a piece on it. The USA Today is running a piece, I think, tomorrow or the 3rd. And this thing's really getting some legs. And we just wanted to make a statement that the McCain family, from the grandfather to the father to John to his son, served their country, served it with honor and distinction. And why not honor them? And it was just as simple as that. But it's really taken flight.
You can see the T-shirt on ragsofhonor.org if you want to check that out. Tell me about your relationship with John McCain, because I had the privilege of speaking with Senator McCain over the years, and I love the guy. He was friends with my cousin, Congressman Ray LaHood, who served on the president's cabinet. They always had a great relationship, and he was so gracious. But tell me about your relationship with him.
Well, I knew him really tangentially, but I'll tell you who was very close to him was Joe Biden.
Yeah, yep.
For some people may not know this, but Senator McCain was assigned to Joe Biden when he first got to the Senate in 1972, and he was his naval attaché. And Biden was a young senator, one of the youngest ever, and McCain was a young naval officer, and they became fast friends. So close, in fact, that John's wife, his now wife, Cindy, was introduced to him by Dr. Jill Biden when they were at some event, and they said, John, I think you ought to go meet her. And so,
you're kidding.
So they did.
And I had no idea.
Yeah, so Jill Biden introduced them, and she said, John, you really need to go over and talk to her, as the story goes. And so they stayed close, so close for years, and many times when I was traveling with then-Senator, even on the campaign, there were phone calls back and forth between John and Joe Biden. I'll tell your listeners and you something that I don't think anybody would ever know, but I can tell you now. When Biden started to run for president and McCain was already going to run, they were both still in the U.S. Senate. McCain came up to him on the floor and he said, Joe, he put his hand out to shake his hand. He said, I want to make you a deal. And Biden said, no, what's the deal first? And he said, here's the deal. If we both get our nomination, if lightning strikes and we both end up the nominees, no hate this is, I want us to fly to all the debates on the same plane, get off that plane together, go debate together, get back on that plane together, and go to wherever the next location is. Because I want to send a message to the country that we can be on different sides, but we can still be gentlemen. And just imagine, Think about that moment. And Biden, of course, said, John, I am in.
Yeah.
Now, it worked out well for John. We ended up as a VP on the ticket. But that's the kind of man John McCain was.
Right.
You don't see that much anymore, sadly. But so I was next to Biden on many a conversation where he was on the phone with John McCain. I'll say that.
Didn't John McCain, when he ran for president, didn't he want a Democrat as his running mate?
And he did. It's Senator Lieberman. Yeah.
Right. And the party said, no way, we're not going to do it. And then Sarah Palin, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. Right. He looked like, so you can disagree with him, and many did, and Biden did, on a lot of policy issues. And he had a fiery temper, but he was quick to say he was sorry. He was such a honorable man. And you think about the life that he lived. He did it. Most people know the story now. Shot down,
yep.
Busted up, beaten. They have the opportunity to leave.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm staying. 5 years.
Five and a half years, and he was beaten almost every day in Vietnam. I hope people never forget that, because he is a war hero.
Hero. Could never raise his arms above his shoulders again for the rest of his life.
So you're going to honor him on the 4th of July on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. And people, again, can see those T-shirts at ragsofhonor.org. What do you get out of this?
.us. Ragsofhonor.us.
Ragsofhonor.us. Okay.
Yeah. And we're giving them away. So if you're on the mall, there'll be we will host it. We're going to be giving them away. We'll have stations set up. Veterans. We're going to have veterans giving the T-shirts away. So if any of your listeners happen to be going to the 4th in D.C., find the locations will be up on our site and go get one. And what we got out of it is I kept five veterans working. You know, they're working right now and they're pulling shirts and posting and folding and getting ready to ship out. So for us, we're a for-profit business. And when you have the opportunity to do a really good thing and do it for a man who deserved it and put some veterans to work, that's what we live for.
I love it. I love what you're doing. Ragsofhonor.us. I'm looking at the T-shirt right now. It says USS John McCain, Big Bad John underneath it. Just fantastic.
That's what that's the name of the ship. That's what they call the ship, Big Bad John.
I love it. Mark, it's great to talk to you, man. And how's your wife doing?
My wife is Kip is doing so well. She is so amazing. I am so blessed that maybe if some of your listeners have heard this quick story. She meets Biden for the first time last summer. They say hello. We take a few pictures. Fast forward. He's in Chicago. I see him. He comes up to me. First, now he's one of my close friends. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say, Marky, how are you doing? Nice to see you. Looks right at me. Goes, she's still with you? Yes, my wife is still with me, boss. And thanks for asking. It's deadly earnest. Look me right in the eye. She is wonderful and just beautiful and kind. And we have the... Thanks to her, I have four of the greatest kids you could ever ask for in the whole of life.
The reason I bring up your wife is because Kip does not get enough credit because she's involved in this, too. And I know you guys are busting your butts and trying to make this happen and putting veterans to work, but you really are doing some great work. And I want to ask you before you go. I know it's late, but I'm going to keep you on a few minutes longer.
No worries.
Since you work for Clinton and you work for Biden, we have the debate happening tomorrow night. There's so many Democratic contenders, Democrats that want to run for president. They have to have two different debates. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think my thoughts are that the last election showed us it showed us a different way to become president for sure. And I think it also stoked, let's say, some anger in Democrats who feel that they have to somehow make a difference. Now, some of them could have probably stayed in the Senate or run for a Senate seat, but I think it's going to be difficult. When you have 24 candidates, it's very, very difficult in the best of situations to get, you're going to have 30 seconds to ask one question and try and make a difference.
Right.
I just think that forum with 11 and 11 is not a forum that's going to yield many results for those who people don't know very well. And it's not going to be a very good forum to get into a meaningful discussion if you had, say, three candidates
right.
and three candidates, or you could go back and forth and people could stake a position and then defend the position, parry and thrust, makes for a much better and a better debate and more knowledgeable. I think this is going to be sort of, I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be a little bit boring because I just don't think you're going to get much out of it other than you might see a couple of haymakers. My guess is whoever the front runner is on that stage tomorrow, I think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren. People are going to go after her. The one to watch, I think, is on Thursday when Joe Biden's on stage.
Right.
Because he's got the target on his back.
You just can't have meaningful conversation when there's 11 people in a debate, and you can't dig deep. But I don't know what the alternative is. But once they start narrowing it down, that's when you're going to pay attention. But one of the things that you... one of the things that we should talk about is the election that you said made people think this is how a president got elected. It made us all angry and they need to go out and vote. Regardless of what party you're in, you still need to go out and vote.
You know, you cannot, in my view, it's not valid to have an opinion about the government if you don't participate in the forming of your government.
Agreed.
So if you... Right. And don't say that your vote doesn't count because 80,000 votes is how Trump became president. So if you're a Democrat, you say, where are those 81,000 people? If you're Republican, you say, that's great. Right. At least 80,000 people went in those states and cast their ballots. And I made it to the White House. So get involved. Find a candidate. I'd like them to make them a principal, him or her. Candidates and right. Get involved.
You're absolutely right. Mark Doyle, ragsofhonor.us. You can check out those USS John McCain t-shirts, Big Bad John. Also, if people would just want to donate, they can go to your website and help out these veterans.
They can. We do have ragsofhonor.org, and you were correct in that saying. So I started the nonprofit after I started the for-profit because, of course, I found that if you've been homeless by your third or fourth paycheck when we're looking to get you an apartment, you don't have enough for a security deposit or you don't have a bed. And so we do have the .org, the foundation that I help all veterans, anybody who needs it, with ancillary money that they would need just to continue their transition.
Right.
So that's ragsofhonor.org, and you can go donate there. And We don't have an executive director. So if I raise $100,000, I give $100,000 away. And so anybody who donates knows that a veteran in need is going to get that money if you donate.
I love that. Mark Doyle, and I told Cochran this. I said, listen, if you guys ever put on an event, if you need my help, I am there 100%. All you have to do is text me or pick up the phone, and I'll be there for you.
Done. We've got one coming up in the fall, which I'll tell you about, and your listeners, we're going to do the second annual Jump for Vets, which was a rocking success that we did at the Blackhawks at the UC. We raised $15,000 for veterans to get a procedure that cures PTSD, and we had 70 jumpers, and we jumped 2,200 jumps, 100 jumps for every veteran suicide, and it was a fun, raucous Sunday morning. And so I'll be looking, and I've got jump ropes left. So I'm going to be conscripting you for that event, Pete.
I'm in 100%, and I love the jump rope. I own my own. It's in my trunk, believe it or not. Yes.
I love it, baby. You're going to put it to good work.
On loan from the Cochran Show, it is Mark Doyle from Rags of Honor. Now you can go to bed. Thank you, brother. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, brother. I'll see you soon. Thanks for everything.
All right. It's 720 WGN.